This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Years ago, when I first read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, one of the stories that really stuck with me from that book was about the power of listening, the art of listening, really. And in the book, he shares this one story about a mother and a son. And this mother, she really thought it was important to listen whenever her children wanted to speak with her, not just her children, but anybody and everybody in her personal life or professional life that mattered to her, and especially her children. And one evening she was sitting in the kitchen with her son, and, you know, they were chit-chatting, and after a brief discussion about something that was on his mind, her son said, "Mom, you know, I love you, and I know that you love me very much." And then the mother said, "Of course I love you. Did you ever doubt that?" And then her son said, "No, but I really know you love me, because whenever I want to talk to you about something, you stop whatever you are doing and you listen to me." Isn't that powerful? Have you ever had a conversation with someone and felt like they were just waiting for you to finish so they could start talking? You know what I'm saying? Like they're just reloading. You can even see it in the absence of their eyes, their absence of their presence, right? You're saying stuff, but then you could just see that they're either zoning out or they're thinking about what they want to say as soon as you're done talking. Isn't that annoying? Doesn't that feel like, I mean, why the hell are you even talking to that person, right? If they can't be present. And so that's, you know, the most annoying habit to me. And I feel like if we can be more present in terms of our conversations with people, then we can have such an impact on connecting with others, on making our connections matter. You know, the most annoying people in the world are the types of people who don't listen, who constantly interrupt people and care more about being right than they do about doing what's right. And so in this episode, I'm going to leave you with 4 simple steps to becoming a better listener. Because if you can listen with skill, if you can really approach it as an art, watch what happens in your life. Watch the things that happen. Watch the love and appreciation you get when you genuinely practice these 4 simple steps to becoming a better listener. Step number 1, listen with your eyes, not just with your ears. That means when somebody's talking with you, hey, you know, look at them. Emote with your eyes. Show emotion with your eyes. Oh, you know, something interesting is being said. So you kind of squint your eyes forward. You tilt your head forward and you squint your eyes a little bit, trying to understand. If there's something surprising that the other person you're talking with has just said, then you can raise your eyebrows and open up your eyes wide, right? If you feel a more emotional tearjerker response coming up, bubbling up within you, then hey, let yourself feel that and express it with your eyes. Listen with your eyes. Look at the person as they're speaking. There's nothing more annoying than if, like, you're at a wedding or at a presentation or whatever, and, you know, the bunch of people are just talking amongst themselves, ignoring the person that's speaking or giving a toast or whatever, right? Imagine if you were that person. And so you would want that attention, right? You would want all eyes on you, or at least you would want to know that people care. So step 1, whether it's an event with lots of people or whether it's just a one-on-one conversation, listen with your eyes. It's powerful. Don't be a creep, though. Don't just have the stone-cold stare. You know, listen with your eyes, meaning show emotion with your eyes. Express interest with your eyes. Express yourself by showing that you're there. And you can do that with your eyes. Step number two to becoming a better listener is to wait for people to finish. Now, this sounds so basic, but man, sometimes common knowledge is not common practice. Wait for somebody to finish, full stop, before you dive in, right? Generally speaking, that's the way to go. People want to be heard. If they feel like you're about to jump in, boom, boom. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you're just trying to get it all out because you feel like they're constantly trying to interrupt you? Right? Isn't that annoying? It's like a breath of fresh air when you're talking with somebody and you genuinely know that they're waiting for you to finish. And then they're going to actually digest what you say rather than just have some response. Right? They're really going to respond. They're not going to react to what you said. They're not going to throw a bunch of nonsense at you just to keep the conversation going. They are going to, step number three, digest what you have just said. When you're speaking with somebody, you're listening with your eyes, you wait for them to finish, you keep the conversation going, but before you do so, really take the time to digest what they said, if it was something profound or meaningful to them. That means wait, pause for a moment. If you can pause for a moment before responding to somebody, especially if they ask you a question, pausing for just a couple of seconds will, whether it's conscious or unconscious to them, will command a level of respect on their part for you. Why? Because it shows them that you are actually thinking about what they said. It shows them that what they said matters. And everybody wants to matter. Everybody wants to matter. So show them that what they've got to say matters by taking a moment, a second or two, to digest what they've said. And then finally, step number four, respond accordingly. This is a beautiful framework for having meaningful conversations with people, getting people interested in you, and wielding more influence, genuine positive influence. One last time, the four steps to becoming a better listener. Number one, listen with your eyes. Number two, wait for people to finish. Number three, digest what they actually just said. Think about it for a minute, not a minute, a second or two. And then finally, number four, respond accordingly. It will have a dramatic impact on your ability to have better conversations by becoming a better listener, and also to have more influence, to become more interesting, to engender some love for yourself just simply by zipping it up a little more often, genuinely listening and caring about what other people have to say. There's this great quote in How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie that I'll leave you with. In the book, he said that you can make more friends in 2 months by showing genuine interest in other people than you can in 2 years trying to get other people interested in you. Hey, I love you guys. Go out there and practice this art of listening. Let me know how it goes and see how much it impacts your own life. Go out there every single day. Live like you. Give a damn.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.